In Iraq, leaders are trying to finish that country's new constitution before a Monday deadline. There are 71 official Iraqi architects of the document, all representing Shiite and Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and a range of other ethnic and regional groups. American advisors are not present at the deliberations, but they're there to help facilitate the process. Jonathan Morrow is a constitutional advisor for the U.S. Institute for Peace, and he joins us from his office in Baghdad. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Help us understand how you think the people writing the Constitution are handling the issue of regional autonomy, sometimes called federalism, because, the Kurds, many have long wanted at least regional autonomy, but now you also have Southern Shia who have been talking about some kind of autonomous powers under the Constitution.
You're quite right. The call from the Shia South for a federal unit has become increasingly strong, maybe even taken some people by surprise. However, the continued Kurdish pressure for autonomy remains an issue. In particular, the question of the Peshmerga, that is the Kurdish military forces inside Kurdistan, is one issue, and the question of oil management, petroleum management, and whether that is to be handled by the region, and in the case of Kurdistan, by the Kurds, or indeed whether it is to be handled by Baghdad, is the other issue that divides Kurds and some of their Arab negotiating partners.
It sounds as if you have several major groups who are not convinced that a federal Iraq is better for their particular interests than autonomy is.
Well, that's right. But there are also many in the Iraq middle class, the educated class, you might say, who, whatever ethnicity or sect, are attempting to resist this tendency that that has gathered momentum in Iraq for Iraqi citizens, Iraqi people to be divided, to divide themselves along ethnic and religious lines. And I think to some extent the US government has expressed its preference too for a more centralized rather than decentralized state. The US has expressed a clear preference, for instance, on the Kurdish issues for the Peshmerga, the Kurdish military, to be under the control of the Iraqi, the national military. And they've also expressed a preference for more centralized methods of handling petroleum revenues.
Mr. Morrow, is there any apparent compromise between those people who believe that Islam should be the informing, definitive power of the state and those people who believe it should be just another point of view, or even those who believe that there should be no state religion?
Behind this long-running debate about Islam as it's stated in the Constitution, in particular whether it should be a source of law or the main source of law or some other formulation, is a set of much more practical questions as to who gets to decide what Islamic law is. And that debate has really received much less attention, but I think is equally important, if not more important.
Is there a phrase, a sentence, an Iraqi equivalent of we the people in order to form a more perfect union that has struck you as reminding you about what this process is all about?
There is a preambular language from an earlier draft that I can read from.
Please.
It says, "We, the representatives of the Iraqi people, through the will of God and through the free will of the Iraqi people, announce that we have completed the Constitution for the purpose of achieving the following aims: the installation of justice on a strong basis in order to guarantee the rights of all people and citizens without fear or prejudice by applying the principle of the rule of law, to guarantee fundamental freedom."
Mr. Morrow, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
Jonathan Morrow, constitutional advisor for the U.S. Institute for Peace in Baghdad.